Hey guys, so I want to talk about something a bit more serious, and I want to talk about something a bit more personal to me because this involves people that I actually know, and I'm not going to name any names. I just can't do it this time. So I want to talk about male sexual abuse victims and the reasons why. Some of the reasons why women have no empathy towards men, especially male victims, and I'm just gonna talk about it. So, first part, women have no male empathy for the most part. So I think a lot of the time the Western woman has been baptized in feminist water, and they have a hive-like mentality. I think they have a hive-like mentality because of how they're wired. You know, us females gotta stick together. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a tribe mentality. The problem is when it can be manipulated as a weapon, and half the population sees the other half of the population as the enemy. That is the problem, and that's where we're here. There's a lot of women out there that all think the same. There's a lot of women out here with nose rings that all think the same. The septic ring theory. It's become like a social thesis in a way, and it's proven right, and it's weird. And it's showing that a lot of the time, women are being manipulated by the social engineering of feminism. And it's causing them to see men as objects, financial sexualization. So you're probably wondering, like, what? What's that? So, I think women see men as walking ATMs, resources, a wallet. It's been going on since millennia. What can you do for me? What can you provide for me? And it often makes us look like we're nothing but robots. And then on the other side, we're nothing but a boy toy. That's a term in the 90s and early 2000s. You're just good for one thing. But when men do the same thing to women, you're just good for one thing, they flip out. They call sexism misogynistic, HR's involved, you're on TikTok, you lose your job, Me Too can be a false claim. Do we have a problem with that? Of course, but there's some false claims out there. And I think that Man, I think that women do not realize how hard we have worked as men, how much we have suffered, and don't speak on it. The warning signs of a depressed male. I think that there's a lot of male depression going on. There's a lot of male self-deletion going on, or thinking about it, even contemplating it. There's a lot of that, more than what we want to admit to, because we don't care about men in society, especially in the West. And women don't care because they've been given everything by men. See, that's kind of the double-edged sword. Feminism was actually funded by, like, the Rockefeller family, I've heard, to destroy the nuclear family and then to make more money and tax women. That's the real reason, supposedly, allegedly, is why feminism even existed. It was funded by men. And women are thinking that it's all women. No, it was all by men. It was all by design to make you guys crazy. You guys are on medication by half. And I think that a lot of the time, women tend to dehumanize each other, and then they get mad and dehumanize men. Like, there's no soul left. It's annoying. Like, I've had my family members who are women say, "My boyfriend is why I'm on vacation." Like, what? You can't fund your own vacation? You're not an adult enough to budget 6 months in advance to go on vacation? And they say no. Like, no, that's what my boyfriend's for. And he kind of laughs it off and keeps on eating. But I'm actually concerned about the relationship because the boyfriend is being used like as just a resource. Just like I was used as a resource. And I walked away. And a lot of these women don't really want to have male empathy. They don't want to have empathy for men, for half the population. They see men as an enemy. That's just the truth. So that's the end of the first topic. Now, this second topic is for the guys. I'm gonna discuss some things that is gonna be a bit more sensitive, a bit more personal, because I know these people, but I'm not gonna name any names. So we're gonna talk about male sexual abuse victims and stuff, and just how it affects men and stuff like that, and da da da. Some examples of it, and why women don't care about that either. Why society don't care about that. So, there was someone in my family that I know that was Chester the Elester by someone in my family, and when this particular family member was attacked and told his mom, she just told him, "Oh, don't worry, you'll be fine. You're a boy. You'll just get over it. Just get over it." He never got over that. And till this day, he has a disdain towards like homosexuals and stuff, and he don't like them. He really don't like them that much. Like, he's gotten better at it, at not being so mad at gay people, but there is a disdain because it starts from when he was 5. And there was a family reunion about 2 years ago in July. We were celebrating my family member's birthday. It was her last birthday on Earth. She's gone now. God bless her soul. And the guy actually saw the guy that did things to him at 5 years old. Right there. Sat down and said hi to the man. And if that person that was attacked was a female, it would have been a whole different story. I know it would have been hosted. I know it would have been a whole different story because I know people who are female who have been abused, and that perpetrators they didn't last in jail. First of all, they went to jail. That's the first part. And then they wound up with their head cut off. Fine. Punishment fits the crime. But the thing is that if it's a guy, no one really cares. And I'm gonna go into why. So a lot of the time we don't think that we like to think that male sexual attacks are more of a meme and more of a comical relief and stuff, but there's actual trauma involved. There's real trauma. It's not really a joke. It's not funny. It really isn't funny. And another thing that I actually looked upon is I was doing a study on sex offenders back when I was like 14 years old. And they said that over 99% of sex offenders who are male have been abused by their mother or father. Over 99? That's like 99.9. You mean to tell me that all those men have been abused? Yeah, that's what it means. A lot of serial killers have been abused by their mother, by their father. Keith Jesperson was one of them. Gary Ridgway was one of them, by his own mom. There was some weird stuff going on. Henry Lee Lucas is another one. Some weird stuff going on. And it messes with the male psyche because we as society say, "Hey, well, that don't happen to guys." So what happens when it does happen? We don't know how to handle it. And that's as society, that's as men, the victim, and that's as the women. The women don't really know how to handle it because they think, "Well, that don't happen to boys." Yes, it does. It happens a lot more than what we think, and I can prove it right now. So, the Vatican. Yeah, let's talk about the Vatican and how they've had a boys' town. They've had a long history of male abuse. A long history. Charles Manson claimed that he was abused sexually in Boys Town. No one cares. No one cares. And that's what I'm talking about. A lot of the time, we tend to think that it's men commit 100% of sexual assault. That's not true. There was a Christian book I read called Every Man's Battle. And it's quoted in there that men commit 100% of SAs. 100%? The author's a boomer. So to that author, I say, well, what do you call these female teachers sleeping with 13-year-old boys? He never mentions that. That's not even in the book. That's not even in the book. And we need to start acknowledging that females are just as perverted as men are. We need to stop with pretending. We need to stop pretending that women are, you know, they're asexual until they're married, or, you know, they don't really like sex and stuff. And then shut up. Right now. Stop it. Just stop it. We all know 50 Shades of Grey was primarily made for women, and it was read, that book was read by women. And we need to acknowledge that that's corn, all right? That's corn for women. Just stop all this double standard. It's destroying us. Women are being pampered and being excused for their perverted behavior. I've known girls that have slept with animals. They've admitted it to me. I know on two occasions. One girl I knew slept with a Great Dane. I was like, "You're weird." I called the cops. They thought I was joking. They didn't take me seriously. And then a friend of mine at work talked about how this girl at his last job admitted, "Yeah, I sleep with dogs." She was a raving Satanist freak. It's weird. And we just sit here and think that women aren't capable of doing anything sexual. What do you think corn is? What do you think what happens when the woman gets married? We gotta stop pretending. We need to stop, you know, putting our fingers in our ears. La 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 la. Women aren't sexual. La 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 la. Women aren't perverted. La 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 la. Stop it. Stop it. I think that when men are abused, it's a doubleness of shame, because one, a lot of people think that male abuse victims liked it. They think that, because I've heard that. I've heard that a lot in my, you know, my family, and just in society in general. There's just a double standard. By a person that was abused, literally. Like, me and him were looking at this news story on the Vatican about 15 years ago, and he blamed the victim, the male victim, and he's a victim, and he blamed the male victim of Vatican the whole time. It's weird. Like, no one cares. You know how many men I've talked to that was like, you know, touched by the babysitter, and the babysitter is always a female, because we don't trust male babysitters, because we think men are weird. It's the very women we trust that will do something to your baby, and then they end up being messed up, and then you just sweep it under the rug. You know how many stories I've seen of women sleeping with 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, sending them pictures and stuff. And the news says, they say they had sex with underage. No, it's R word. All right, we need to start saying it. We don't say it because we have this weird unicorn halo crown effect on all women. There was a serial killer named Moses Itoli. He's an African serial killer. He was assaulted by a woman at like 6 years old. Dragged him in the alley. There was another serial killer, Andre Alonso Lopez, the monster of Ecuador, I believe. Something like that. He killed 350 people. You want to know what happened? He was assaulted, R word, by some man because he was a street beggar. Just tortured the whole time. And he became a serial killer. He killed 350 people. And no one can find him. Or he's dead by now. I don't know. He's old. But no one can find him. Weird. And how the world treats this as, you know, well, if it happens to a man, you know, that don't really happen. You know, that boys will be boys. You know, that's not really a problem for men. You know, they'll you know, just walk it off. I've heard that before. I've heard that before. I've really heard that. I've literally heard, you know, I've heard some guys confide in me saying, yeah, like my sister took advantage of me and said, if I say anything, she will tell mom and dad that I R-word her, and that's not what happened. She R-word me, and I just had to walk it off and just pretend it never happened. And they never got into a relationship ever again. They never really talked to females ever again. They became alcoholics. They became drug addicts. Some of them self-deleted themselves, jumped off a building. And no one really cares. This is the reason why we're just expendable. And women see this straight up. Who's sent out in war? Who's sent out in like hard oil rigs? Men are. So if one dies, there can be another one that just replaces it. Because there's always another one to replace the one that died. That's what war's for. See how worthless we see how worthless that sounds? And women see this. So it's nothing for a woman to say, well, he's just a boy toy anyway. I'll just sleep with him and just throw him away. Don't matter if they're 15 or 18. It's the same thing to them. And they know they're gonna get away with it because they do get away with it. They can just fry on cue, say their daughter, say that their father touched them and didn't happen, like with Casey Anthony. Throw everyone under the bus and everyone believes them. I've seen things before. I've seen too much in my life. I've had too many grown men cry on my shoulders saying all this stuff happened to me. Why? I hate women. I hate myself. And I've talked them out of self-deletion. I've talked them out of a gun to their head. I've done a lot more than what I lead on, and I don't speak on it either. And I'm not licensed. Just someone to talk to. A lot of damage is being done by women. There's a lot of female PDF files going on. There's a lot of female narcissism, female psychopathy. There's a lot of things that are going on that are covert and that is allowing women to get away with things, whether it is sexually or physically. There was a story of a babysitter sleeping with a 5-year-old just because she just was in the mood. I'm like, what? And she got off. I kid you not. But God forbid, if it was a man, they in jail, get their limbs cut off, all that. But since it's a woman, we have to know that, you know, something must have happened in your childhood, and you know, and then they start crying on cue. Everyone believes them to get off scot-free. I've seen that. I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen. This double standard needs to stop because it's you're creating men into monsters. You're creating boys into monsters. And they take it out on society. They take it out on their wife, their first girlfriend, on an animal, and God forbid, another child. They take it out because hurt people hurt people. And when it comes to male S victims, there's nowhere to go to, especially in the military. I know a lot of times we think that the military is structured. No, there's a lot of sexual abuse in the military, and they never speak on it. I know some people in my family that have gone through the military, gone through very bad experiences that I won't talk about. I'm not going to talk about it. And it permanently altered their thinking, and they just can't get right. They can't get right because they have nowhere to go to. They can't. It's no one believes them. The doubt, the snickering, asking, "Are you gay?" I've heard things. I've heard a lot of things by a lot of broken, hurt men, and they go through their life thinking no one will believe them. They never get help, and then they end up dead somewhere, found in some ditch. It's happened before. It's happened again. It'll happen. It'll happen tomorrow. Happened yesterday. Happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. We need to start holding these women accountable. The sick ones, we need to start calling them for what they are. Start calling female PDF files actual PDF files. Give sex offenders automatic death sentence on both parties. And let's see how quick that stuff is curbed and purged. Because the system we have now is not working. I think we need to start making sexual offenses and murder offenses automatic death penalty and get rid of them within 24 hours. Just get rid of them within 24 hours. Because, you know, parole and appeal and all, it's all taxpayers' money. We ain't got it. Start wiping people out who are sick, who don't want help, who see children as game, fair game, all that. Get rid of them. Give them a day to repent and shoot them. And I mean it. I've always meant that. Get rid of PDF files. Men, women, get rid of all of them. Get rid of mirrors. Get rid of all of them. Because I'm getting tired of paying for their life. I'm getting tired of it. Anyway, that's it. I'm getting upset again. This one hit home. This one's a bit more personal. This one means more, and it's more longer than usual. So with that, I will say, I am out of here. All right, bye, guys.